Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, actually, to the fans of the best team in Major League Baseball. And to those fans early. Early only. I'm talking to you, San Diego Padres fans. How about that? Our beloved Padres. After a very long and grueling season, Ben, the best team in baseball as we sit here today. Feels so good. Welcome in, everybody. You're listening to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. My name is Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
It's the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
A win last night.
Yeah.
No guttural
string. No, I'm going to save it. I'm going to start doing it for series wins or sweeps. I can't do it after every...
There we go.
Oh, it hurts a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I did like the win last night very, very much. Enjoyed that game immensely. To my left is Benjamin R. Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Good morning to you, Benjamin.
Good morning.
Now, I'm in a weird spot here because I am in here and I'm looking at you guys and you're both wearing khakis on the same day and I don't know what's happening right now. You have a work function, Ben, yes?
I just have work.
Yep. Right, work. Sorry.
It's not really a work function. It's just work.
It's just work.
It's now my new schedule where I just go straight from here.
Just work to work.
To my TV job. So I have to look somewhat presentable as I will need to be on camera at some point during the day.
Paulie, you're in khakis as well. You look like you have somewhere to go as well. Dressing up.
Wearing pants.
All right.
Khakis aren't really any special kind of pants.
They're just ABC pants.
A light-colored pant.
I feel like if you
wear dark pants, usually.
I have some light pants like that.
99% of the time at work, I'm either wearing black joggers or white, they're bone. ABC pants.
You look like you're going somewhere. That's what both of you look like semi-dressed up, fancy. Are you guys going somewhere without me? You got a lunch plan?
You look like you're going somewhere.
Well, I'm going to the gym. I got my tights on.
I did go somewhere. I went to work.
I got my tights on, and I got shorts, and I got a sweatshirt on, which is about standard for me on gym days. I wear the tights in the gym, yes, for compression, but because my legs are very skinny, and they are very white. They're as white as your pants. And when I go to this gym that's full of meatheads with very tanned, shaved, tattooed legs, I feel insecure.
That's a very, modern... millennial, the shaving of the legs now.
Oh, no. It's been going on forever.
Swimmers used to do it, but really, bodybuilders, yeah. But just regular people now, like regular guys shave their legs more commonly.
I have known people that have shaved their arms and legs for years to give their, like, better definition. I don't have hairy legs anyway, so it looks like I do, but I don't. I do have creamy, milky white legs, though, and they're very thin.
See, now, if you don't let them have any sun, they're always going to stay creamy, milky white. You have to, at some point, just bite the bullet, wear shorts for a few weeks, and let it get a little color.
It's like
your face isn't creamy, milky white. You've got some color there.
Yeah. I've been out in the sun a lot from coaching and whatnot, but, man, it's the contrast is so stark. If you walked out to the baseball field last night and I was coaching my kids in shorts, you'd gone, oh, the first thing you would have looked at, you're like, oh, wow, is this guy like a heroin addict? He never leaves his house. This has got all creamy, milky white legs. So when I go to this gym, I'm already insecure because every guy in there is like, just yoked. And all the girls are in like panties and bras working out. And you're just like, oh God, please just get me through this. Please let me get through this. So I wear I like to call them, Fernando wears them and Jackson Merrill wears them when they hit and stuff. So I'm like, all right, if baseball players are doing it, I can do it. So I get very insecure about it. And so I wear those to the gym.
They say compression's good for blood flow and circulation.
For sure. For me, it's just to hide my white legs. That's really it. I'll be honest with you. But every guy in there, man, is like the shorts, they ride way up and they all have tats like all over their legs, and all their legs are shaved and defined and their arms are all shaved. And I'm like, where am I? What is happening right now?
When you saw a guy with a tattoo and you thought, oh, that.
What a badass.
That is.
I know.
That is hard core.
Yes.
Now my wife has sleeves on both of her arms. It's just so common
it's
now.
It's very, very common.
I feel weird that I don't have one. Like, I feel like maybe I need to get with the party at some point. I don't want to, though, because I don't like needles.
I would do anything for you to get a tattoo. Anything.
And I don't want to get a bad one because you regret, you know, yours.
Mine's terrible. It's terrible. But also, I feel like at 50, do I really want to go down this road? You know what I mean?
That's why I feel the same way now.
Do I really want to start?
The ship has sailed.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I missed my window.
It looks good when you have good, tight, young skin. But, you know, they only get worse looking as you get older and your skin starts to sag a bit.
So my skin's going to sag.
This is a really bad time to maybe start on that road.
No, you're right. You're right. But I do it because I'm insecure. And going there, it makes you insecure. And I don't like working out in jogging pants. It's too warm, kind of. So it's not as comfortable as this is. Now, it's still a weird look because I am wearing tights. I'll be honest. These are in fact tights. I'm wearing tights.
A ballet dancer.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So so that's why I'm doing it. You guys look nice. You guys do both look very nice. But then you look like you're headed to Easter service right now. I mean, you look like you got khakis and a light blue shirt on. It looks like you're
pastels
today. Yeah.
Spring.
It's
spring. I've got spring colors today.
Polly looks fantastic.
Going to spring football practice later at San Diego State. So, you know, spring wear.
You're going to spring football practice at San Diego State today.
I am. For my story.
Oh. Well, I was going to say, why?
I'm meeting the new general manager of the SDSU football program, the guy from Notre Dame,
Caleb Davis.
Yes. Going to talk to him for a story.
We have a general manager.
I know.
It's still weird.
The new bit.
Got this week, they're doing the big house settlement in NCAA that's going to change the finances again with all the NIL as well. It's a new world, and we're going to learn a little bit more about it from the guy that's in charge of that now at San Diego State. Caleb Davis came over from Marcus Freeman's program and see how he's doing things at San Diego State.
I'm actually intrigued.
Thank you.
Will you ask him? Tell him hi, hello from the program. Tell him go Irish, and then will you see if he can introduce us to Marcus Freeman?
Probably has his number.
His number. Would love to interview Coach Freeman at some point. Hey, great to meet you. Glad you're here. I would like your old boss's number more, though, so that we can just tell him I'm a big fan. I would love to interview him. That'd be a lot of fun.
We've never even had his new boss on the show.
That's true. Yeah. Never had his new boss, Sean Lewis. We asked for it, and San Diego State informed us he will not be appearing on your show.
Happens a lot.
Why would you need us to help promote that football program that's already so robust? and the crowds are so robust, you wouldn't ever need a big morning show to help you guys promote. I mean, if you guys are satisfied with selling 1,300 tickets, I can't help you. All right. So, but hey, you know me, always willing to let bygones be bygones, always willing to help out when I can. Mr. San Diego's concierge, and they don't use me. The only people in town, in fact, that don't use me for something. The San Diego State football team. But they've got it covered. They're fine. They don't need us. They don't need us. So we've never talked to his boss. It'd be really funny to talk to the boss before we talk to his new boss. I'd be in for that. I really want to interview Coach Freeman.
I know you're kind of somewhat obsessed with Coach Freeman.
I'm such a fan of his. Man, he's a great guy. Great guy. Great coach. I really want that. So we'll see if we can get that done.
I will. I'll put in a request.
Okay.
My guess is I'm not going to get the old, you know,
pick your
sharing of the phone number.
Pick your moment, though. Yeah. Like, pick your moment.
Impress him first.
Should I just go straight to Notre Dame and try to get Marcus Freeman on?
Yeah. I mean, we had Dabo Swinney on.
Yeah.
We had
Ed Orgeron on.
Yeah.
Ed Orgeron. These are all national championship winners.
They like to recruit in Southern California.
Yeah, we had two national championship coaches, like, I don't know, within a couple of weeks of winning the championship before we had talked to, like, Rocky Long. So like, it was easier for us to get Dabo Swinney on the show less than a month after the national championship.
After a natty, he won it.
Than it was for us to get Rocky Long to call in.
Correct.
So, you know.
John Lewis has eluded us now for a while. It's fine. You don't need us. You're good.
We also stopped asking.
Well, yeah. Why would I continue to ask when I have had my wrist slapped every time I've asked?
Somebody would.
Well, somebody keeps asking over here. You would still have him on.
I don't know. I mean, there is a...
Like, what would you possibly have to talk to Sean Lewis about today?
Persistence pays off. I don't think we'd want to have Sean Lewis on today.
Or in September, even.
But maybe right before the season starts would be nice to talk to
him. We tried. They said, no, we're not interested in you.
But you could try again this year. You don't always... Do you always quit after you get a no answer every single time, and then you just say, okay, then I'm not going to ask
anymore?
Not
the first time, but after 10 requests.
10 requests. I'll say, yeah, I'm at my limit. I'm not going to. Now, remember how I flipped it last time, and I said, hey, listen, now the answer will always be no. Will always be no. We tried. We did our very best. We put our best foot forward. We always try to put our best foot forward. But if you don't want us, I'm not going to kowtow for an interview. I'd rather interview Marcus Freeman.
Jay says, go get Cajun Brian Kelly. Done.
Cajun Brian Kelly would be the world's most elite interview.
Maybe we just go out and get all the top coaches in NCAA football.
It's our coaches roundtable with Ben and Woods. I would do it just to be a D. I really would. I'd be like, these guys don't.
And let's be honest, this is really your point, would be just to be kind of a thorn in their side now.
Correct.
They annoyed you by not.
They didn't annoy me, they insulted me. It was insulting. He will not be appearing on your morning show ever. Oh, all right. What do you need us for? People don't like us.
Now imagine going to San Diego State and how conflicted you would feel.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but like Paulie is like, Paulie loves the basketball team. Paulie hates the football team because of how they've treated poor Ben and Woods. Over here just trying to help. That's what we do. Just trying to help. Anyway, good luck with your interview today, sellout. Have fun.
Well, I try to separate the two jobs. And, you know, I think this is an interesting story, as you agreed with that, you know, a GM coming from Notre Dame and the changing face of college sports is kind of an interesting story this week.
No, I mean, I love Notre Dame. I'd never heard of him. So I didn't know who the general manager was. I know that
he was their recruiting coordinator.
No,
I think,
our recruiting coordinator got swiped by USC, and he was really good. He was like and now he's just been blah, 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 running mouth the whole time. So it's kind of fueling that rivalry. But that's more college football than I ever expected to talk on April 8th.
True,
for
this
sure.
This early, yeah.
This early on April 8th. But I hope you have a great interview.
Thank you.
Sell out and don't forget your boys over here as you sell out today and go talk to the enemy. What, are you going to have lunch with Hacksaw, too, or on your way? Maybe stop getting
the enemy. What, is he the enemy? We get so much material from him over the years. Hmm. You kind of really should thank him at some point.
You got a problem.
See? Finalist in the tournament of drops.
Pilates.
You should pen him a warm thank you letter.
Kendry Morales with a home run. Vladimir Guerrero had key hits along the way. And the Angels batting order Angels batting order just, excuse me, wore out the Red Sox pitching staff.
That nut skin in his throat gets me every time an old jar of Planters peanuts right next to his mic. I guarantee you. And he reached in right before the bag. And then that little tiny piece of nut skin.
I know that feeling.
Roll, you know, stuck in the back of his throat. And it's he's like, I've got to do the sports break. And he just fights through it. Dude.
You just heard the best 15 minutes of radio.
It's funny. I can hear in the background. I know he's at Trophies, which was the old sports bar and grill down in Mission Valley. He used to do a show there. Every week, and when you hear the diners in the background,
you just heard the best 15 minutes of radio.
He's doing a live broadcast again from the old Trophies in Mission Valley.
I love that.
It's a good spot.
I love that nut skin, man. The nut skin drop gets me every single time.
Finally, the chance for somebody to get on and do some good sports talk radio.
Indeed.
Imagine our show without that content.
Oh, I am so glad we have it.
We're sitting here talking college football in April.
Yeah. Listen, we'll have a great time today, Benny.
Thanks.
You and Saul just chopping it up, then off to meet.
I
got to
fill my time.
Sean Lewis.
I'm exiled from my home. Big giant termite tent on
it now.
I saw
your tent, dude.
My tent. I got the circus has come to town, and
the meth circus has come to town.
It's now on my house.
Potentially.
Hopefully it all goes smoothly, and the termites will be gone as of tomorrow evening.
Okay, that's good. And how has it been sleeping in the Corona Cave?
So I actually slept in the main house for the first time in probably 25 years.
Oh, that's wild.
Because my kids are in the Corona Cave, and I didn't really want to live with the kids.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you even a little.
So I slept.
So they have their own room.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, they get
who got the big room?
I don't know. That was a them decision.
Probably
I just kind of let them be in their house.
I
brought their
computers
and all their stuff. So yeah, they're living down in the Corona Cave, and I slept really in my old bedroom. Essentially, now it's been completely redone since I last was there 25 years ago. But it was weird sleeping in the house where I lived for about 6 or 7 years when my parents moved there. It's in high school, essentially.
Are there any remnants of like
nothing really at all
of like your high school? I don't have that either.
No, I'm sure my mom has them somewhere.
No, but like nothing on
the
wall.
But no, nothing on the wall. It's all a nice, you know, guest room for, you know, real adult guests now. There's nothing.
There's pictures of rolling hills on the wall.
And
floral patterns and all kinds of stuff.
It's like a hotel room.
It's a hotel room. I never had that room to go home to. Never. My parents would move. They moved so much. My mom would always, let's get this house and this house. So I never had like
nostalgia to
back to the old neighborhood.
But, and you know, so I go back to the house all the time, but it's only 5 minutes from my house, so there's no reason to ever sleep there.
Yeah,
I'd always
true.
Just go back to my own house. So I haven't slept in my parents' house in a quarter of a century.
People are salivating for an update on the safe. Kim, I know you're listening. If there's any update on the safe, we're going to need it ASAP. We get asked about it every single day. Ben's mom found a floor safe in her parents' house, and they're trying to get it opened right now. A floor safe buried in the ground in Hollywood or in Beverly Hills.
Brentwood.
But it's not opened yet, right?
No, I don't believe so. I will. I'm probably get a text during the break.
Okay,
so
good.
If I have an update, I will share. I know she's planning on it, but it wasn't like one of those overnight things. You got to like schedule in advance.
Yeah, you got to schedule it.
Find the right. Difficult to find someone.
Kim, if you're listening, I'd like you to make this a top priority ASAP. All right, please. Let's get this thing open.
All right, let's.
We can't string this along for that much longer.
People are going to forget. They're going to get mad at us. I need an update ASAP.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll set the menu. Get ready for some Padres talk after another win, as Woods mentioned. Padres, owners of the best record in all of baseball through 11 games of the season. So we'll have plenty to get to. An NCAA championship game last night as well. Got to watch that with my dad. That was fun. We will talk about it when we come back. First check of traffic with Kelly Danick and then Ben and Woods for a Tuesday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
First, gang, let me tell you about this giant jug that sits right next to me every morning that before I leave the house, I fill with the world's greatest water. It's Eco Water. You hear a lot about Eco Water on this show. Got the folks from Eco Water coming out today. They have not been back to my home since they installed my unit, and they are coming out to just make sure everything is going well. Their customer service is incredible. I just kind of called them and said, hey, It's been over a year. Do you guys want to come out and take a look? They said, absolutely. Have you had any issues with it at all? I said, literally not one issue. My family loves it so much. So check out Eco Water today. So it's not only, it doesn't only taste good, make your hair and skin feel better. It's the hard water is really tough on your pipes. If you had to do a total home repipe, it's about $24,000. So EcoWater SoCal, been keeping water soft since 1925, and they're the best in the business, and it tastes so, so very, very good. Also, clean water deserves clean air. EcoWater SoCal has state-of-the-art purification that removes 99.99% of pollutants. So now we got pure water, fresh air, and a happy family. Thanks to EcoWater SoCal. If that sounds good to you, you can get a free day. Try the Soft Life and alkaline water for only $9.95 a month. You will 100% taste the difference. 760-350-3338, 760-350-3338, or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You like this one or the No Doubt one better, Ben? This song.
Ooh.
It's My Life. I like this one better.
I like this one, too.
I do, too. I like this guy's voice. It's a jam.
Which band is this?
Is it...
Talk, Talk.
Talk, Talk, Talk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a jam. They also had another song called Talk, Talk, I believe. Hi, we're Talk Talk. Here's Talk Talk.
Talk Talk by Talk Talk.
I think there was once a Take on Woods category of songs by bands that were the same name as the band name.
Okay, that was definitely in there then.
Yeah.
Talk Talk.
Yeah.
All right.
We have an update on the safe, since you wanted to know.
All right, strap in.
Yeah, from my mom. She says the estate sale that they're doing for the house is next week, and the guy that's running it, Tall Rob, says he has
Tall
a guy.
Tall Rob?
Tall Rob has a guy who's going to be able to do it. And then they will
Tall Rob.
So should have an answer soon. He says they'll get someone to video the opening of the safe for all the tier ones.
I'm more fascinated by the name now.
Can they get Fat Freddy to video the tape?
Does he call himself Tall Rob, or does your mom call him Tall Rob?
I don't know. My mom's around a lot of tall people. I'm tall. My brother's tall. So
you're not Tall Ben.
I doubt she calls him Tall Rob, unless he's like 7'2" or something.
Maybe that's his shtick. Hey, call me Tall Rob. I'll sell your estate for you. Your mom really wrote Tall Rob.
Yeah.
Tall Rob's going to... I talked to Tall Rob yesterday. He's going to get it done. That's so good. So good.
It's a real, said, I'll get you out of your timeshare vibe.
Kayla said, watch him be the smallest person ever.
Hey, I'm Tall Rob. I'll sell your estate for you.
Really tiny dude. Megan just said she Googled it.
Tall Rob.
Maybe that's his whole
estate
shtick.
Sale Tall Rob. So hopefully in the next week or two.
Tall Rob's estate sales. Yes! That's so good.
How does someone's height have anything to do with their proficiency at estate sales?
Hey, it's Woodsy. Welcome to Chunky's Gym. Good to see you guys. Like, maybe you just have to incorporate it in there. That is, JW says, I wonder if he charges extra for floor safes.
Oh, no, it's expensive.
He's got to get down lower.
This is not a not a free service.
He's
no
been
doubt.
On Pawn Stars?
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so he's a famous guy. Is he? Is he
only the best?
Is he tall, Paulie?
I can't tell.
Beatrice says he's 7 feet tall. All right, well, makes sense. I do like the opposite nickname. You know, like how you're super tall. We call you, you know, like Shorty or something. Yeah, something like that. I do like that. That was really funny.
That's a very Sopranos-y thing sometimes. Yeah.
Like,
now he's big. He's big.
Who?
Mr. Bompensero?
Sal Bompensero, a.k.a. big P word.
All right, here's what we got coming up. Setting the menu. Padres wrap-up of yesterday's 5-4 win over the Athletics in Sacramento. Michael King's performance. Toddy home run. Jake home run. We'll go through all the highlights with Jesse and Tony. Talk about Jackson Merrill's injury. That was a bit of a surprise to fans before the game yesterday.
Yeah, that was.
Had a really, really good NCAA championship game with a really, really ugly ending last night. It's usually, sports often goes the opposite way. You'll have a really kind of a lousy game, but it's salvaged in the last minute or two with a great ending, a furious finish, and that's all you remember. This was the opposite. This was like 58 and a half really, really good minutes. And then just a lousy for Houston. We can talk a little bit about the college basketball championship game.
It's but you will never, till the day you die, forget how that ended.
Yeah.
You will never, ever, ever forget how that game ended because you've never seen this before in a game of that magnitude.
It was ever. Jarring
it
to
was
watch.
So jarring, Paul. It was like watching one car careening towards another car, and you're like, you've got to stop. You've hit your brakes. Please, God, hit your brakes. Hit your brakes. Why aren't you hitting your brakes? Why aren't you hitting your brakes? Bam! And then you're like, oh. And if you're a Houston fan this morning, I bet you somewhere in Houston, there's a guy sitting in front of his TV still, catatonic, staring at the television, going, what just happened? Babe, you got to get up and go to work. He's just going, what just happened?
It was the exact opposite of one shining moment.
That's exactly right. It was one dull moment.
Really?
It was really so memorable. So memorable.
We will talk more about what happened the rest of baseball yesterday that allowed the Padres to now claim not only first place in the NL West, but yes, the top record in the sport at 9-2 through 11 games of the season. Already had someone in the chat who is trying to bring everybody down and say, this team is not as good as you think. It's overrated, too many flaws. And I don't mind a good sense of realism when discussing my teams. But keep in mind, if you have the best record in baseball, you're doing something right at this point.
And I think his point was they're playing above their capabilities, and that I don't see. If Brandon Lockridge was hitting 750 with six home runs right now, I'd go, this is not going to last. But Fernando Tatis is playing well. Manny Machado is playing well. Luis Arraez is playing well. That's what you expected. I expected those guys to help carry this team. And that's what they're doing. They're actually, like, Manny hasn't hit a home run yet. And you know what I mean? Like, they're still winning games.
That's different than me now predicting, because the Padres have the best record in baseball, it 9-2. They will finish the year with the best record in baseball. That may be still a stretch at this point, but they deserve what they've gotten so far. They played well. They played up to capabilities, but I don't think way beyond their capabilities.
I don't either.
I haven't even gotten, you know, a ton of great pitching performances from the starting rotation. Bullpen's been fantastic.
They're unbelievable.
But the starting rotation's been so-so. The bottom of the lineup's been so-so to bad.
Yep.
I don't think this team has played above their capabilities in getting to 9-2.
There are absolutely areas of improvement, as there are with every single team, man. So we could talk about it. I've loved watching this team play so far through 11 games.
Of course, it is Tuesday, which means it's an Incorporator Tuesday, and Jesse Agler will join us from our state capital of Sacramento, California, coming up at 8:35 this morning as we chat with the voice of the Padres, our regular features, DDT, Take on Woods, Rondle Report as well, taking you until 10 o'clock. But when we come back, let's get to the highlights of another one-run win. They're now 4-0 in one-run games, your San Diego Padres. That is coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, speaking of estate sales, you know, sometimes you have to deal with, you know, the business of what happens when you're gone. And if you have some specific wishes that you want left, you need to have a will. You can do that by going to trustandwill.com and answering some simple questions. Just takes about 20 minutes or so. And when you're done, you're going to have legal binding documents that you can store away, and if something should happen to you, your family will know what the plan is when you're gone.
Yeah, Tall Rob's not going to help you with this one. All
right.
This is Trust and Will. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the checkout. When you check out, use the code FAN, F-A-N. You'll get 20% off and free shipping of your estate documents. Now, the will is great. You need to look at the trust as well, because with the trust, you can avoid probate court, keep your family out of a lengthy, painful, expensive process. All right, so go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out, Ben, to get 20% off.
Always better to have a plan than not to have a plan. And make your plan. Make it now. Have that peace of mind by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the highlights, what did you think of that AAA ballpark last night? It was very minor league.
Yeah, it was a minor league ballpark, man. And I, you know, they were everyone was selling it. It's their job.
There's nothing wrong with a minor league ballpark.
No, not at all. But it was their job to sell it, and they were trying to sell it. And I didn't. We're all smart enough to know this isn't a great situation. And my heart has always gone out to the fans in Oakland. And the players. The players and like guys like Mark Kotze, those guys. But Jessica Kleinschmidt, who covers the team, they've never done anything wrong. They're just there to cover a team or manage a team or play for a team or whatever. There's also a small part of me that's like, okay, the people of Sacramento, that's cool. They get to go out and watch a big league team. Of course, who wouldn't want that?
But really, I think, more the people of San Diego who seem to be at the game last night.
Yeah, a lot of good turnout last night. But, man,
it's a bit of a stain or a black eye for me.
It is, but, like, we just roll through black eyes now for the game. It's just, like, black eye after black eye after black eye, and you're like, they've just put their head down on this deal, let this John Fisher do whatever he wanted, and they're just like, la, 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 I don't hear anything, ha, 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 ha. Just keep selling the ballpark, the experience, how cozy and quaint it is, and that's what they did. And so, look, I don't blame anybody except for John Fisher. He's really the only person to blame.
I was dying when they showed that the clubhouses are behind the left field wall.
That's what Tatis hit on the home run.
Yeah,
that was the clubhouse, apparently.
His ball is in somebody's pool because it's also in like a neighborhood. Like, there's just nothing around. It was so bizarre to see.
So I guess my worry after watching just the game last night and seeing the highlights of the Cubs series earlier is that when it gets hot and they say the wind starts blowing, and it can be blowing out there, it's going to impact the integrity of the game.
Sure.
When you have like a week where every score is 19-17, it'll be like...
Okay, devil's advocate here. if you're baseball, you're like, yeah, so who gives a S? Like, all we've heard for the last few years, we got to get offense up in the game. We're going to get bigger bases. We're going to eliminate the shift. We got to get offense up. Baseball, trust me, that's a plus for Rob Manfred.
Last night's game was
baseball.
Fine. It was 5-4. There was nothing weird about it. And served. I'm glad the Padres are going early, though, and not in August Sacramento.
Well, but then again, it's like, yeah, our guys got a pitch in it, but we get to hit in it, too, in August. And you could really, you really pad those stats for sure. But, look, I don't know. I think, like Paulie said, it is a black mark on Major League Baseball, certainly. And the fact that they're just going to let this guy roll through and do what he needs to do to get his team to Las Vegas, where, again, I don't know what the fan support's going to be like in Vegas. I can't imagine it's going to be anything special right now. It's going to take some time, like all teams do, to build up. But, hey, once the game started, I'd forgotten about it. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, whatever. Seeing the people out on the berm and stuff, I get it, man. I can only piss and moan about it and get on my soapbox so much about it. I think we all have over the last couple of years with John Fisher. It's done. I mean, what are we going to do? It's done. The damage has been done. I feel terrible for the people of Oakland. They've lost their team. They've lost a lot of their identity. And it's a huge, huge bummer. But I want my team to go and win the next two games in that place.
Oh, they got the first one. We'll go through the highlights in our wrap up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
Machado reaches for this one, pokes it out into shallow center field. Blade charging in. High forward can't make the catch. Arise gambled. He's going to win his bet. Comes in to score. Manny slides feet first into second with a bloop double to give the Padres a 1-0 lead. Runner on second, one out for Cronenworth. Goes after the first pitch. Sends it high and deep to right field. Butler at the wall looking up. It's going to go. Two-run homer, Jake Cronenworth. And three straight extra base hits here in the top of the first inning have given the Padres a 3-0 lead. Paradise. 1-0 line over the head of the second baseman, Muncy, into right center field. Lede cutting it off, but not till it gets to the track. Then he bobbled and lost it. That's going to allow Arise to come all the way in and score. And Manny standing at second as the Padres have added on. It's 4-0. 2-1 with two outs and nobody on. That's launched to right field. Fernando back it up. Nothing he can do. Line drive. Home run for Tyler Soderstrom. His second in as many days. And the A's are on the board here in the bottom of the third inning. It's 4-1. 2-2 to Butler. Here's the pitch. Reached for, poked on the ground is short. Bogarts has to go way towards third. Comes up with it. The throw to first is not in time. RBI infield single Lawrence Butler. And now a one-run game here in the fourth inning. The right-hander deals in on 2-0. Fernando swings. Hits one in the air. Deep to left field. You can forget it. All the way out of Sutter Health Park. Pitch to Soderstrom, hit in the air, deep to right field. Fernando back at the wall, measuring it up, no chance. Up over the bullpen and on to the berm. Second homer of the night for Tyler Soderstrom. And once again, a one-run game. Heavyweight matchup. First pitch, swung on and popped up into shallow right center field. Lockridge coming on. He calls for it. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Robert Suarez, a perfect 5-for-5 in save opportunities to begin this season. And the Padres are in first place here early on in 2025. A 5-4 win over the A's in Sacramento.
I thought Michael was very good. Thought he dealt with a couple close misses early. I thought his stuff was really crisp. Changeup was really good. Sweeper good. Fastball, a lot of life to it. A lot of soft contact. Soderstrom put the swing on him. Double down the line. That was the only really hard hit balls all evening. I thought Michael threw the ball exceptionally well.
I absolutely did too.
All right, because the numbers would not necessarily tell that story for Michael King's outing yesterday. But sometimes you got to trust your eyes over the numbers. 5 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, just 2 strikeouts, 101 pitches. But like six of those hits were because they got sawed off and hit just infield dribblers that no one could get to, or a couple of bloops that got over the head of an infielder into the outfield.
Yep, couple bleeders.
The home run by Soderstrom and maybe one other ball was actually well struck off of Michael King. He was pitching well.
He really was, and you know, missed the benefit of some really, really close pitches. The zone was a little bit all over the place. I think Elias Diaz, I mean, I haven't seen the ump scorecard today, but Elias Diaz got absolutely killed on, I think it was two first pitches. It was fastballs, and they were three balls up and strike one. So now you go from 1-0 to 0-1. It's totally different. Not that, you know, Elias Diaz did much else outside of that, but Michael King was not getting those calls at all, and he let him know as he was walking off the mound after 5 2/3. I thought his defense let him down a little bit as well. Had a couple of Crony booted that double play ball. Manny kicked one. You know, again, these are.
Manny also made a really nice play, and Arise made a great pick on that one. That was terrific.
How do you make that play? Both of them. The pick was outstanding from Luis Arise. But there was a shot. Luis was in a perfect position. There was a shot down to first base, kicked that one into the outfield. Michael King did not get the best version of the Padres' defense last night and still battled through 5 2/3, picked up the dub. And he had the frisbee working. He had the changeup, was getting nothing but soft contact, Benny. Fastball looked good. I thought he spotted it up so well and got not one call, not one single call. And, you know, they say, and ABS, I don't know how much of it's going to change this. I would think a lot.
You can't challenge every pitch, though.
No, you can't challenge every pitch.
There's still going to be, pick and choose your spots if it does go.
Yeah, it's tough. But, I mean, Andy says, is he maybe too nasty for some of the umpires?
I was thinking the same 100%, thing. Like, the movement just is hard to read by umpires.
It happens.
So you're going to get that sometimes. But ultimately got the job done. Padres for the second straight day score three runs in the first inning.
Very happy for Crony. He's hit his two home runs this year. Both come on breaking ball. So he's hitting the breaking ball really, really well right now. Hitting it hard. He's looking better every time he goes up there. You feel a little bit more confident.
Padres go up 4-0. Manny with a couple of RBI doubles. One was a little blooper. And yeah, that was a gamble. Good call by Jesse, who said Luis Arise wins his gamble because he was on second base and there was one out. Now, you got to wait to see halfway. If it's caught or not. Yeah. Go halfway so you can get back. Arise decided he read it well enough that wasn't going to catch it, and he wanted to make sure he scored, so he went. But if that ball had been caught, and it was within an inch or two of being caught out in center field, would have been a double play to end the inning,
yep.
Would have been picked off second base. So he won his gamble.
I think it's a risk. That's a fair risk in the, first inning?
You could argue the opposite, though. If it's the first inning, why take any risks at all? You're probably the favorite team.
Score a run. I mean, again, it's...
Yeah, but you could still score a run by staying at second base and letting the next guy drive you in.
I didn't mind it. Again, you know...
Well, he's right, so I don't mind it at all.
It was going to be a really, really tough play. Belade had to go full extension. I thought he had it. And you know what? I'm actually okay rolling the dice there off Severino. But, yeah, the ass-out bleeder... from Manny really, really helped get the thing going. And then him later to right field was just outstanding. And then he got robbed of one later, too. He's barreling the baseball. Hadn't hit one out yet. I expect it to come in that stadium sooner than later.
I think Mark Kotze got burned on one thing. And I was watching the game last night with my dad. And, you know, they signed Luis Severino to be their number one guy and workhorse. So he's going to be out there. They want him to pitch deep into the game. But as they got into the seventh inning, and he was going through the lineup all the way through for the third time. And it came up with two outs. I don't think anyone was on. And Fernando Tatis Jr. was coming up. My dad and I both have a conversation. We're going, they're going to let him face Teddy again, who absolutely murdered a ball for a single the last time. Just
racked!
Just absolutely wrapped. And I go, I don't know that I would let him face Tatis a fourth time here. And my dad goes, he's not going to throw a strike. And the first two pitches were way out of the zone. I go, okay, he's just going to work around him and then try to get Arise to finish his seven innings. But I said on the 2-0 pitch, better not accidentally miss one over the plate because, you know, Taddy's going to murder it if he does. And he missed one right over the plate and it was gone. And it turned out to be the difference in the game. That's the risk you face when you You face a hot hitter like Tatis. He's seeing a pitcher for the fourth time who's getting tired later in the game. He risked it, and it burned Mark Kotze by leaving Luis Severino out there for that one.
Yeah, pretty impressive home run swing by him. And again, you had people tweeting at me last week, Woodsy, I'm really concerned about Luis Arraez. And Mike Schilt said, I'm not. And I also said, I'm not at all. He's the kind of guy, he's not going to scratch out a hit and then maybe two hits. He will go 4-for-4, 3-for-4. The next thing you know, his average goes from 067 on April 1st to 279 on April 7th. A staggering amount of hits in that time. A professional hitter, barreling the ball, bat. It just utmost confidence in him. If there's one thing that guy knows how to do, it is hit. And he is hitting, and it's been awesome to see.
Another great job by the Padres bullpen. Jeremiah Estrada did give up a solo home run. Advice to Dylan Cease today. Maybe don't let Tyler Soderstrom beat you.
He's really good, red hot right now.
Guy is locked in. Just 23 years old and looking like a potential star for the Athletics, not Oakland anymore. But everyone else was perfect again. Robert Suarez, 9 pitches to get his 5th save of the season. But now they've used him back-to-back games. So you got Dylan, and you know I'm sure that's part of the strategic equation. Mike Schilt knows he's got Dylan Cease, who usually can work deeper into games, so he uses his big bullpen guys 2 days in a row, knowing probably most of those guys not available for a third straight day. So he's going to have to go with Cease and, you know, Yuki Matsui or Wandy or, you know, some of the middle guys to try to, you know, close out a game today if they've got a lead again.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those where you absolutely need a big start from Dylan Cease. Needs to go in and give you length and girth like we ask for every time, Ben.
Real quick, another gripe with Sutter Health Park Field Stadium, whatever it's called. Get better technology, better StatCast technology, because I refuse to believe that home run by Nando was only 406 feet.
It looked like 600 feet.
I've always think they underestimate some of the ones that are pulled either to left or right.
They cleared the two-story
I don't know that it
clubhouse.
Actually cleared it. I thought it did.
It hit
on
the top, I think.
It had hit the top because the guy turned around like he was going to go get it, like it came back. I wasn't sure. I couldn't because it's white and the ball was white. I could not tell exactly where that ball landed. But
he hit
it
the
ever-loving
S
murdered. The ball
S
was murdered.
Out of the
yeah,
ball.
He did.
All right, we'll talk more Padres, Jackson Merrill's injury. Update on Joe Musgrove. Good day for Joe yesterday in Sacramento. We'll have all that for you. And get into last night's NCAA championship game and the dramatically bad ending. All coming up in hour number 2 of Ben and Woods on San Diego's number 1 sports station, 97.3 The Fan.